I stand here today
humbled
by the task before us.
Grateful
for the trust you've bestowed. Mindful of the sacrifices borne by our ancestors. Words have been spoken during rising tides of prosperity and still waters of peace. So it has been, so it must be. Today I say to you that the challenges we face are real. They are serious and they are many. They will not be met easily or in a short span of time. But know this, America, they will be met.
On this day, we
gather because we have chosen hope over fear. Unity of purpose over conflict and discord. We remain a young nation. The time has come to set aside childish things. The time has come to reaffirm our enduring spirit, to choose our better history, to carry forward that precious gift, that noble idea passed on from generation to generation, the God-given promise that all are equal, all are free, and all deserve a chance to pursue their full measure of happiness. Shortcuts or settling for less. It has not been the path for the faint-hearted. Rather, it has been the risk-takers, the doers, the makers of things who have carried us up the long, rugged path towards prosperity and freedom. For us, they packed up their few worldly possessions and traveled across oceans in search of a new life. For us, they toiled in sweatshops and settled the West. Endured the lash of the whip, plowed the hard earth. Time and again, these men and women struggled and sacrificed and worked till their hands were raw so that we might live a better life. This is the journey we continue today. All this we can do, all this we will do.
Can we achieve, though? We made it this far from here, ripped in the press and locked the bars. This is for West End, the dream of coming true. We started up small, and now we gradually grew.
My fellow citizens, I stand here today humbled by the task before us. We are the keepers of this legacy. We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers. We are shaped by every language and culture, drawn from every end of this earth. And because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation, and emerged from that dark chapter stronger and more united, we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist. Our challenges may be new. The instruments with which we meet them may be new. Those values upon which our success depends, honesty and hard work, courage and fair play, tolerance and curiosity, loyalty and patriotism, these things are true. They have been the quiet force of progress throughout our history. What is demanded then is a return to these truths. This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall. Why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served at a local restaurant can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath. Let it be said by our children's children, with eyes fixed on the horizon and God's grace upon us, we carried forth that great gift of freedom, delivered it safely.
take something.